Let's speak to our esteemed and honourable guest, shall we? Because it's
Larry.
Only,
who is the honourable guest?
It's only the Ken Eastwood, the events manager for Howarth Tour de France Spectator Hub.
You're joking me.
No, I'm not even joking.
That'll be you, Ken. That'll be you with me.
Fantastic. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, so what are you? You're the events manager for the Howarth Tour de France Spectator Hub.
Yeah, it all sounds very grand, doesn't it?
Very long title. What does it mean?
It means I volunteered, really, so, yeah, you know.
What are you doing?
We're helping to organise a spectator event in Howarth for around about 5,000 people who are going to have a fab weekend watching the Tour de France.
Where will they watch it from?
All along the route, really. The surrounding countryside around Howarth is absolutely spectacular, and the route at many vantage points. But the Spectator Hub is going to be located in the park, Central Park, right smack at the bottom of the main street in the middle of the village.
Yeah, that's a thing that, New York has got a Central Park. So have we in Howarth.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We're not going to be outdone by the Americans, are we?
Now, I'm a little bit concerned that the bikes, the riders rather, no, not the riders, the people watching, will come to, like, the night before and think, where are we going to go and watch this? We'll nip down to Central Park and then find they can't get in, they can't see it, and they'll miss it. What happens, should we plan in advance?
I don't think they're going to miss it. There's going to be plenty of people round about helping to guide people. The whole spectacle lasts, as I understand it, potentially 8 hours. So although the cyclists are through relatively quickly, there's lots of opportunity, lots of things going on. And it is a full weekend of events.
And the bikes going, let's come to the bikes now, and the riders, and they're coming up or down the hill?
Believe it or not, they're riding up the cobblestone.
No.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Can you imagine that? I can't imagine pushing a bike up there, let alone riding up it.
That's like that Hovis commercial.
I was going to say that. I didn't know whether brand loyalty prevented me from mentioning it, but yeah, absolutely.
That's what everyone's thinking. Okay, tell us about, are you from this area? Do you live in Howarth?
I live in Oxenhope, which is just a couple of miles up the valley, at the head of the valley. Yeah, I've been living here since 1987, so yeah, I love the place.
And tell me why, are you proud to be Yorkshire?
Oh, absolutely proud to be Yorkshire, although is this a bad moment to admit I was actually born over the hill.
In Lancashire? No, you're the second one. You're the second one this morning. Are you proud to be Yorkshire? Actually, I'm from Lancashire. Okay, fine. Moving on. Ken, great to meet you. Have a great time.
Thank you very much. That's wonderful.
When the Tour de France comes through, and the advice to anybody who's in the area and wants to come to Howarth to watch the Tour come through, what's your advice, quickly?
Yeah, get in touch with us. Have a look on the website. We have a community website, worththetour.org.uk. There's lots of info on there about campsites and all sorts of things, so that's the place to go.
Lovely talking to you, Ken. Thank you very much. Ken Eastwood, the events manager for Howarth Tour de France Spectator Hub. Let's have more music then as we celebrate.